Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I get a gentleman on the line. I was thinking about this. He worked with us for a couple of years.
Yes.
We love working with him. He's a pro. He's a great guy. One of the best. I never got to say this in all the time he worked here.
What?
It was several years, maybe a couple of years ago. I never got to say, oh, my God, the Phillies have a big series coming up starting tonight. And now that he is a Phillies analyst and a great one, I could say to Ben Davis, Ben, we got a big series coming up tonight. How you doing, Ben?
Top of the morning to you.
Ben, we got a big series right here in Philadelphia starting tonight against the Braves.
Isn't that great?
It
Isn't
is
that great.
Great.
Seriously. I mean, it's been a minute or two since we've had to say that, yeah. But it's been great. It's been a very pleasant surprise this year. And I think you might see a turn of the tide tonight, maybe with these Braves.
You know what, Ben? It's interesting too because it's not like they got this massive performance out of Rhys Hoskins. He's played okay, but nothing spectacular. Kingery got a big hit the other day, but he's barely hitting .220. They did it. Odubel came out of nowhere to become a big star, and they got a couple of pitchers pitching well. It is remarkable that they're 8 over .500, isn't it?
It's remarkable what this pitching staff has done. And
yeah.
That was going into spring training, honestly, it was the biggest question mark in my mind. I thought the bullpen would be good. Mm. I thought the middle of the lineup would be good. But this starting rotation has been completely different from what I thought. Even when they got Jake Arrieta, you thought, well, okay, we have Aaron Nola, we have Jake Arrieta, we have three guys that are kind of unproven. Well, these guys have really just started. The light bulb went on. I think Jake Arrieta was a big part of that and helping some of these younger guys out. And they have just really turned the page. They have been outstanding. And it's amazing what you can do with pitching and defense. But you're right, Odubel, he's been a joke. He's been an absolute joke this season.
I know. And is it the manager? I'm trying to understand him because he was always talented, Ben. But they never seem to get all of that talent out without there being a lot of baggage. Is Kapler's approach working better for Ben than anything else? I'm trying to figure out what happened.
Yeah, I don't know if it's so much Kapler. I think it's always been in Odubel. Mm. I think you're starting to see the positive way outshine the negative. You're starting to see less and less of the negative in the fact that, you know, you're not seeing him getting picked off as much. You're seeing him take better routes to baseballs in the outfield. It's always been in him. The hand-eye coordination factor is unbelievable. To have that much working parts when he's at home plate. But to barrel a baseball after doing all that stuff that he does at the home plate, it boggles my mind. You know, is he going to hit .360 for the season? Probably not. But I look for him. He is definitely as a guy. And that's something when Pete McKenna was here, Pete said, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Odubel wins a batting title one day.
Amazing.
I know we're only in May, but we'll see what happens.
Hey, Ben, I got to ask you this because I was a little irritated. I was watching a game yesterday, and I was hoping that Odubel could keep the on-base streak going. It was at 45 games. And he struck out, but the ball got past the catcher, position you played. And he got the first, and then they said that didn't count for reaching base in 46 straight games. I don't understand that. He did reach base. Why doesn't that count?
Well, technically you did strike out, and normally when you strike out, you don't reach first base. So
but he
that's
did.
Not. It's not. It's also the same way. If you were to have reached base on an error, then that wouldn't have counted either because you should have been out.
Wait, Al, do you agree or disagree with that? He reached base.
Well, it says safely. It does not say reach base. It says
safely. And it's not safely if there was a strikeout.
When he did get to first base, the umpire did signal safe.
I guess we'll never know how that works. All right, Ben, this is why I want to ask you, because I have kind of a love at first sight thing going with this kid they brought up who is quickly becoming their closer. He's going to be their closer soon. Sir Anthony Dominguez. Can we begin by you analyzing what the hell he's throwing up there? Because it's pretty awesome.
Well, he's throwing white Rawlings baseballs, and they have red seams on them, Ange.
Yeah.
So that's basically what he throws.
Yeah, but they're 98 miles an hour, and they appear to be moving when he throws it.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the first things. I remember the first time he came into a game, and T-Mac and I were doing a game in spring training, And he and I looked at each other and went, wow. Yeah. I mean, literally, we both said wow to each other. You want to talk about stuff. I mean, this is, it's 97 to 100. It's not a whole lot of effort out there, which you'd love to see. And the slider, he's got a wipeout slider. So even if you're sitting on 100 and you get 100, you're not going to hit it. And even if you're sitting on the slider, you get that slider, well, he might, you know, he might throw it to dirt. You might swing over the top of it. And he might throw it down and away. He is just, he's got that kind of stuff. He's got that closure kind of stuff. And I think, honestly, if they do choose to go that route where he becomes the closer, I think he might be young enough to not realize that when that door closes, he's the last option in the bullpen.
Yeah.
You know, maybe he's just young enough to realize, to not realize that, go out and just take care of business.
Hey, Ben, a guy who's hard to hit, is he also hard to catch?
No. I no. wouldn't say that all the time. No. Like, I was very fortunate to catch some really good pitchers in my career, and one was Trevor Hoffman, a Hall of Famer.
Right.
And talk about hard to hit. I mean, he got all those saves for a reason. But he was about as easy to catch as anybody. It was like sitting in a rocking chair. Whenever I set up, I hardly ever had to move my mitt. But the hitters didn't know what was coming, so that made it a lot harder on them.
Interesting. All right. How about this one? Sir Anthony throws 98. That mm-hmm. kid yesterday at St. Louis was throwing 105. But Sir Anthony's ball moves more than the 105. Is it harder right. to hit a 105 or a 98 that moves?
It's harder to hit the 98 with movement. And
wow.
and I'm telling you, people say, oh, I don't believe that.
Yeah.
It's not always about velocity. It's about movement. More so movement, and it's about late movement.
Yeah.
You could have a guy out there that's throwing 92. That's why Aaron Nola's so hard to hit. Aaron Nola's not a guy that lights up the radar gun, but he has such late movement. You think you're on a fastball. Here it comes. I see it. I'm on it. And then it just moves so just a little bit at the end. And that's the late movement that's between hitting the barrel and hitting off the end of the bat and rolling a ball over to second base. And that's what it is. It's the late movement that gets you.
Wow. All right, now, I got Rhys Hoskins coming up, and it's pretty obvious he is not doing this season what he did last year. And people always tell you that when you get to the second year, major league players have adjusted, and then you have to readjust. Could you mm-hmm. explain to me, Ben, how that works? Like, how hard is that? You make this huge splash, but now suddenly you're not playing at the same level. How difficult is it to make that adjustment?
It's very tough. It really is. And that you know, that going into your sophomore year, it can be tough because Rhys is the guy last year, he gets caught up, okay? So they may have had some AAA scouting reports, and maybe they sent those to the big leagues, and they said, okay, this is how we're going to attack accordingly. Okay, we're going to try and throw this. Well, he just took you up top for a home run. Okay, that didn't work. Let's try a different spot. We're going to try attack this. Uh-oh, another home run. That didn't work either. Let's try some breaking balls. That didn't work either. So they would try to do a couple different things. And I think this year they're staying firmer with him. They've stayed a little bit harder. And also, you're trying to duplicate what you did last year. Well, first of all, he's not going to be able to do that because those numbers that he put up last year were all-time record major league setting numbers.
Right.
And it's difficult once you go back in that second year. Yes, there are certain scouting reports, and it's just a matter of those pitchers being able to replicate and continue to pound the ball in a certain area to get you out. And if they can't do that, then Rhys is going to get you. But it's not easy because the book gets out on you, and these pitchers are so good. Most of the time, they can repeat what they're doing out there to be effective against a certain hitter. But, again, you have to start to say, all right, this is maybe they're getting me out inside on hard stuff, okay? I'm going to cheat early. I'm going to get them out of my kitchen just to show that, hey, you're not going to live in there. Okay, you're going to have to go back out over the plate, and then you say, good, then I'm going to get you again. But you can't have – that's the part of setting up a pitcher, which I think some young hitters, it's always a work in progress.
All right, but, Ben, this is what I'm trying to figure out. I'm watching this, and this year, more than any, it's a game of catch. More strikeouts than we've ever seen, more walks than we've ever seen, a lot of not balls in play. But guys that hit home runs do tend to do it in bunches, right? They get in a groove, and then they'll hit like five in a week. Why? What is it? Is it psychological?
Well, no, it's not psychological. It's just, you know, first of all, and I hate to strike out. I do.
Yeah.
I think it's better for the game, but, you know, obviously there's numbers and analytics and sabermetrics that disprove what I think. And they can get on a roll because obviously the flight, the plane of the bat coming through the zone, it's a lot different now. Okay, we're always talking about launch angle, right? So it's more of an, I wouldn't say it's an uppercut, Ange, but it's more of a swing that has a little bit of more loft to it. And if you're underneath the ball just a hair, yes, you're going to swing underneath it. But if the ball is on the right plane and your bat's on the right plane, yes, that's why they come in bunches, because it's just, you know, hitting, it's just so, it can be so minuscule as to whether you make good contact or you don't. There's lots of times, and I tell young kids this, hey, don't always get upset about the result. Maybe you hit a ball, you sky a ball to the shortstop. That means you just missed it by just maybe, you know, an eighth of an inch. And that's the difference between hitting the ball out of the ballpark and popping it up.
But you don't like all the strikeouts and walks.
I hate them. I hate them. Because
I love that you said that.
I do, because I think if you're looking at it, I see guys and taking swings at 1-2, the same swing with a 1-2 count that they do with a 3-1 count. No, if you got a 1-2 count, choke up and put a ball in play. I know that's not what some guys are paid to get to do, but these guys are still big and strong enough that if they choke up and they get a hanger, they're still able to hit it out of the ballpark by just choking up a little bit and trying to put a ball in play instead of swinging for the downs. I hate the strikeout. When I struck out, Ange, I was embarrassed. That means that son of a gun out on the mound got the best of me. I was embarrassed walking back to the dugout. Believe me, Ange, I was embarrassed a lot.
Ben, please tell me you're doing tonight's game.
I am. I'm in the booth for the next three, so... Yep, I'll be back in there tonight.
We love you, Ben. Ben, you're awesome, man. Thank you for some great, great insights this morning. Appreciate it, man.
I appreciate it, guys. Love you, too. We'll talk to you soon.
The great Ben Davis. All right, we're doing a little different break schedule, so...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.